Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about sleepwalking, sleep talking. Anybody in this room a sleepwalker talker?
No, I'm saying.
I sleep talk a little bit.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a talker?
Do you know what you say?
I don't remember specific examples off the top of my head. I'll definitely put random things together.
So you're not conscious? Like you're not having a lucid dream. Just like
random things.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you have so many sleep issues.
Yeah.
with the what is it called
sleep
when you
apnea
die?
That. And all that stuff, but I don't wander. Yeah, I just
that's right, because it's physical activity.
You just sweat when I sleep.
Because I think I've heard... No, maybe
Steve gets on the bike every night.
Well, how am I getting all these Peloton points?
Tom Holland is a sleepwalker.
Oh, apparently. The Spider-Man.
Is he the current Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best one, too.
The kid.
Tobey Maguire was the best one. I don't even want to get started on this. Are you really going to tell me Tobey Maguire was not...
He was better because he didn't sleepwalk.
He doesn't sleepwalk in Spider-Man.
But he would if he was actually Spider-Man. Yeah,
if he had control of the script.
He apparently wakes up naked 40% of the time.
When he sleepwalks?
So he has several different things. He experiences sleep paralysis.
What is that?
So you wake up and
you can't move.
Yeah, you literally can't move. And I often think that you're not really awake. You're like in that dream within a dream. Like you think you woke up, but you didn't wake up. Because I've had that a couple times.
You can't move?
You physically can't. Like, you can move your eyes around, but you're like, oh my God, I almost just said the F word like 2 times. So that's what you're saying in your head. You're like, oh my God, I can't, like, I'm paralyzed. I cannot move.
Can you hear other people?
Or yeah. Well, if there's other people in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they happen to notice that you're having, but there's, it's a really strange thing, but he wanders around, he undresses, he said 4 out of 10 times he goes to bed, he wakes up somewhere else in the house completely naked.
That would be quite unsettling. I don't know.
It's Tom Holland. I bet he's delicious.
Is he looking for a roommate?
I mean, I lived in a house of zombies. Like I talk about it all the time. Like none of them do it anymore, but
they
my
all
son,
do, yeah.
I had to buy the thing. What do you call the eye and the hook? It's probably called the eye and the hook. That you put on, that your grandparents had on a screen door. Like
oh,
that whole thing.
Yeah.
You put that on, I had to put it on my doors that led outside all the way at the top so that he couldn't just walk outside.
I didn't.
Because he would just, they would, once you're sleepwalking, you just go. You don't.
You're on a mission.
And you don't, they don't know that they're sleepwalking, and they look completely normal.
But don't wake them up.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I forgot. We can't even talk about this topic with Steve in the room.
I'm serious. I'm the advocate.
There is literally no scientific evidence to back up what you're saying.
More people.
More people. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Waking up a sleepwalker comes in second behind COVID in the last year or two of, wake up, like, people not doing very well. You could kill him.
Yeah. So we want to know. So there's other stories where like somebody found their mom found him vacuuming in their underwear. Like they're just standing there doing the motions with the vacuum. The vacuum wasn't plugged in.
Oh, I was going to say it wouldn't wake.
No, they never plugged the vacuum in. The mom came downstairs. That would be something Noah would do. Mm. One time I came down and Noah was just going around my island in circles.
Wait. Mm. Didn't you slip a vacuum? You should put a vacuum in their hand and make them productive.
It would wake him up, Steve. What if the noise woke him up and killed him?
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
No. Housework is more important.
Good point. Dead kid, but the floor is clean. Okay. Spotless. So we want to hear your sleepwalking, sleep talking stories. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
And I've asked this before. Is it like the wind-up toy when they walk into a wall? They can't.
That's what I'm getting at. Their eyes are open.
But they're not
And
seeing.
So they can, they navigate. They don't run into anything.
Yeah.
They're just.
It's like I had a buddy in high school who woke up on his bike, like down by the river.
What?
And just was like, oh, I guess I'm here now.
Like in his jammies still.
Yeah, and then had to just ride his bike home, just so freaked out. Like, how did I get here? What time is it? What?
That's unsettling.
Yeah.
My parents don't believe me, but I legitimately sleepwalked into their closet and was rummaging through.
Oh, you found your Christmas present.
That's what they, that's 100% what they accused me of.
Same sleepwalking.
I did not.
We've all done that.
I knew they had stopped hiding the presents there a long time ago. But I did. They were like, Michael. And I woke up and I'm like, ugh. And I couldn't believe I didn't die. Because they woke me up.
It was touch and go for a little
bit. Yeah. I was like, but no, I do not remember getting out of bed, walking to the closet, like none of that. But I was rummaging through.
I can just imagine your parents just watching you wander into
the it's really strange because Noah would just come walking into the room and literally stand over the bed and look at you and you're like, hey, buddy. And then he would turn around and walk out. And you're like, there's enough of a look to a sleepwalker that you, if you've seen it enough times, you're like, they're not like the lights are on, but nobody's home. It's a very strange look.
That is so scary.
Leaning over, you're waking up.
He was just standing there. And I was like, oh, God. Like, because they come in when they're going to barf. Like, your kid's not there yet to yak, but your kid's going to come in. You're like, oh, God. Did you barf? Did you throw up in the bed? Did you poop in your bed? Did you pee in your bed?
That's what you guys
thought. I immediately thought, I'm like, hey, buddy, what's going on? And it's like, turned around and walked away like it was an apparition.
Where's the vacuum?
But your wife, like, sleep talks.
She sleep talks a lot, yeah.
She
just will say something random all of a sudden, because I usually stay up a little later than she does, and she'll just go like, I knew that wasn't going to work. And I'm just like, what was that? And then she gets so embarrassed because she kind of wakes up at that point and realizes she was sleep talking and tries to, no, just never mind. I wasn't. No. And it's like,
is she worried that she's going to give you like secrets?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she's.
Oh, wow.
You need a voice activated recorder in your room.
Yeah, because she might be doing it even more than I realize. It's just I'm not awake.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We need to hear everything she says. Can I put a camera in your bedroom?
Okay. Right.
I've tried to have this conversation before.
Bad night of it.
Yeah.
The other weird one that I saw, somebody said they woke up in the middle of the night with a can of black spray paint in their hand and their mouth was burning.
Whoa.
So they clearly found spray paint, and they said it really clears out your sinuses.
But you're not going to do anything to your hurt like you wouldn't normally do if you were like hurt
you
yourself.
You just don't know. So maybe they thought they were like maybe they thought it was whipped cream. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And like, I'm just you see, but you don't see. It's real. I can't wait till we talk to people because you're gonna get it. You're gonna be like, they don't. And I'm like, we could take some Ambien calls, but I don't think they have to because some people have that. That sleepwalk, sleep talk thing happened because obviously Noah wasn't on drugs, but he would just wander the earth.
And you said this is hereditary.
I used to think it came from her side, but the more I think about it, like with me going in the closet and my father would sleep kick. My dad was a big sleep kicker.
That would suck.
So, and because he built houses, sometimes he'd be super tired when he'd get home and he'd like fall asleep on the couch. And so he's got most of the couch and you'd... we would sit on the end of the couch and watch TV, and we learned pretty quickly to just give him the whole couch. Because just out of nowhere, it's like, whoop, poof, just like full-on roundhouse.
You know, I think he was...
It might have been.
I had a buddy in college who opened his doors one night to his little closet, and he peed in it because he thought it was...
Yeah, I've heard of that, like, too.
I have a family member who would walk to a very specific corner in our shared room... Yep. And it's like, dude, you're literally 14. I lived in a small house. It was the next door over. All you had to do is just get around the corner. And just
I've heard those.
And the sound pee makes on carpet is unmistakable. There's a splattery weird. Burber. And to wake up to it, you're like,
Oh, man.
All right. So if you're a sleepwalker, sleep talker, or you have one in your life, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We're talking sleepwalking.
And sleep talking.
Any kind of things you do in your sleep that aren't... should we do sleep...
Okay.
Sleep relating. We should do a whole thing of... Nicole?
Yai.
Sleepwalking, talking. What do you got?
My daughter, she still sleepwalks, but when she was a little younger and we all lived in the same house, she used to walk into all of the kids', well, all of everybody's room, and steal the bedding off of their bedding or off of their beds. And
while
then
they're
she
in
would
it?
Go take it? Yes. And then she would take it into her room and make her bed with it. And we would find her sleeping on top of this huge pile of blankets and pillows and everything else. And we'd have to go in there and try and not wake her up and try and, you know, roll her off of these blankets. But yeah,
nice.
She used to steal our bedding all the time.
Is everyone else such a sound sleeper that they don't notice that somebody is coming
no,
and stole
them? We notice, but we don't. We try not to wake her up because
she's stop it. Stop
swingers.
It, Nicole.
She would die.
She's a swinger. Literally, she would try and like.
Oh, she'd swing. You're not worried about her health. You're worried about yours.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. She starts throwing like haymakers at you. I get
yep.
it. Does she still do it or did she outgrow it?
She now that she lives on her own, she doesn't do it because there's only one bedroom, but she does still sleepwalk and do weird things. Like she'll do dishes at 2 a.m. or
wow.
Yep. It's weird. I feel like Noah outgrew it.
Yeah. You just
he hit a certain age where, and I stopped doing it when I was like, I think when I hit puberty, then it was like, my focus was elsewhere.
Yeah, elsewhere.
She probably doesn't do it as much anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Thank you, Nicole. Taylor.
Yai.
Sleepwalking, talking. What do you got?
So I actually sleptwalked into my mom's room and actually tried to go to the bathroom in it. And luckily, she moved me in enough time before I could actually do it.
So you would drop trow and started to cop a squat?
Oh, yeah. All of it. And she was like, Taylor, what are you doing? I was like, I thought I was in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Didn't remember a single thing of it at all.
Because the next day, then you're like, hey, like I remember telling my family member going, you pee in the corner. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, why don't you go stand in the corner and see what's
I used to move like contact cases. I used to do everything.
Wow.
That's
it's an amazing thing because your brain can still function. It's just like at a lower, it's on sleep mode. It's weird. Thank you, Taylor. Jennifer.
Yai.
Sleepwalking, talking.
So my husband one night told me that his daddy parts dropped and that he was now ovulating, so he was ready to get me pregnant.
He was ovulating.
What the
This was his. Yes. This is what we wanted. We said sleeper latent, so he was going to put you with child while sound asleep. Did you? You didn't know he was asleep when he was saying it, though.
I kind of guessed because he says crazy things all the time, but that one, it still cracks me up because we were trying to get pregnant. And so it just was funny that he said he was the one ovulating.
That, if my stuff dropped.
Did you make a baby that night?
Oh, no. And you know, you can't do that when people are sleeping.
You can, though.
You can kill them, slacker.
Is that non-consensual if they're asleep?
That is non-consensual. Yes.
But you don't know.
There's a husband that got...
Shut up. That's a real thing? Because his wife was asleep.
Right. That wasn't not consensual.
Oh, my God. Only you would know that story.
Why?
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Astra.
Yes.
Sleepwalking. Hi. Yeah. What's your story?
So I woke up in an ice cold bath.
They took your kidney.
Of the night.
Yeah. Were you in Vegas? What? Was there lipstick on the mirror that said, okay, "We have your kidney. Good luck." What?
No.
you drew yourself a cold bath and got in it.
Dang.
Yes. Yep. I woke up. Had no idea what was going on, and I have. The bathtub was completely full of ice cold water.
Holy smokes.
Is that what woke you up, though? Was the second your body hit the water?
No, I was already in the bath, and I remember kind of thinking that I was cold and I should turn on warm water. Wow. And so I was leaning my head back under the faucet, under the warm water, and that's when I woke up.
Whoa.
I guarantee she peed in the tub. Guarantee. You did. You peed in the tub.
I don't remember.
Hey, that's right. Because, yeah, I mean, you.
Because cold water, yes.
Yeah. Ryan?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? Sleepwalking, talking, what do you got?
Yeah, so similar story to what I just heard. I used to wake up and I would go into the closet. And I would pee in the closet.
What the heck?
Every night or just...
Yeah. No, it was sometimes. And it was weird. It was kind of the sleep paralysis thing because I would remember doing it, but I wouldn't be able to control what I was doing. And I would pee in the closet.
But not yours. It was always somebody else's closet?
Smart move.
Yeah.
But no. It was someone else's closet.
Yeah.
It was someone else's closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was you wander over to your little brother's house.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan. Marie. Marie?
Yeah.
What's your sleepwalking talking story?
So when I was younger, I had woke up from sleepwalking trying to climb out of a third-story building.
No way. You're not going to do anything.
You can.
No.
Because you don't know that you're on a third story. You don't.
Your body's not going to let you die.
Not at all. They're... The screen stopped me.
Dude, you think your body's not going to let you.
But when's the last time you heard a story of a sleepwalker plunging off of a third story?
I just don't think anybody I don't know, man. You might be right. Like, your self-preservation should obviously... Like, it's your subconscious.
Screen.
Something, yeah, has to kick in. But you could think you're somewhere... Like, that guy thought he was in a bathroom, and instead he's in a closet. So she thinks she's on a ground floor.
Can they think themselves like killers? They could go and kill you? Or like
I think that's happened on certain drugs.
Dad, what?
Yeah. It's a good thing the screen was there.
Yeah,
it's been a hot summer night. Jen?
Yes.
Sleepwalking, what do you got?
My grandma caught my dad pooping in the hamper in the hallway.
Pooping in the hamper. Grandma.
I think pooping in the hamper is my new safe phrase.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.